Coast Radio News for Monday, March 2nd, 2020. I'm George Henry. The Port of Siuslaw will convene a special session on Thursday to respond to a recent letter to the editor published in the Siuslaw News. The letter from February 26 accuses the port of becoming a more private entity and only allowing access to the recreational vehicles that pay to park in the area. The letter also accuses the port of abandoning the port as a home for local fishing fleets. The port meeting will be held at the port offices on March 5th at 5:30 p.m. in the port conference room located at 100 Harbor Street. Special sessions are open to the public. Crews continue this week on finishing up sidewalk and paving work along the Revision Florence Corridor. Construction on curb, sidewalks, gutter, landscape, and irrigation will be the focus this week, with some changes in traffic patterns affecting the flow of traffic. The majority of the paving has been completed, but there are still areas that need to be touched up. According to ODOT, the month of March will see the completion of the work in time for spring vacationers. Still left are the monuments that will adorn the entrances to Old Town at Quince Street and Maple Street. While fears of the COVID-19 virus take up the headlines in neighboring Washington and even in Lake Oswego, Oregon, the Oregon Health Authority is still focused on the effects of the annual flu bug that has already killed thousands across the U.S. Percentages of cases in Oregon are similar to the previous week's report, but hospitalizations have increased by more than double. 30 influenza-associated cases of hospitalizations were reported last week. Almost 4,000 new cases were reported, with the majority of those cases occurring in the Portland metro area and southern Oregon. California and Washington's cases remain high for the region, while Oregon has dropped to moderate for potential new cases. That's Coast Radio News for Monday, March 2nd, 2020.